Benson, how's the talent search coming for this year's telethon?
Everything is fine.
Do you mind being just a little more specific? How do you expect me to introduce the acts?
You're the master of ceremonies? What happened to Ernie Depew?
Oh, he was doing that Sunday show on Channel 3, and he was at the zoo, and he tried to kiss this raccoon, and it made a snack of his nose.
So I am filling in for Ernie Depew.
Too bad you didn't fill in at the zoo. The raccoon could have had a feast.
Well, anyway, I have got a surprise for both of you. I booked a big-name act for our show.
Oh, really? Who?
Did you go to the state fair last summer?
You got Kenny Rogers?
No. I got the animal act, Walkers, Rats, and Cats. That's a great act.
Rats and cats?
Yeah. They do a rodeo, little soft shoe. But the best part is when they recreate the chariot race from Ben-Hur.
Rats and cats.
This is the greatest animal act since Topo Gigio, and I want it in the star position.
Sir, how am I going to introduce a bunch of rats?
Well, you could say, and now, here are some close personal friends of mine.
It's terrible. It's just terrible. One minute you're here, and the next minute, poof.
I'm so sorry, Governor. It's a tragedy.
What's a tragedy?
Walker's cats ate Walker's rats.
Now, that's what I call real dinner theater.
Governor, I called the florist, and they're going to send some flowers to Mr. Walker.
Thank you, Miss Cross.
Yeah, they are yellow daisies in the shape of a wedge of cheese.
That's nice.
Sir, I just heard it's a tragedy, a horrible, horrible thing.
You laughed when I told you.
Nervous tension. Who's taking their place?
Oh, I haven't even thought about that.
Oh, my mother went to school with Thess Parker. Well, maybe he knows somebody.
Look, I have an idea. How about Gladys Knight and the Pips?
Sure. Why don't we just get Frank Sinatra?
No, really. They're in town and I kind of know them.
If you kind of know them, how come you kind of couldn't get tickets?
Well, I don't know them all that well. Actually, I only know one of them.
You know Gladys Knight?
No, that's not the one. You remember when I was in the hospital with my allergy?
Yeah.
Well, Bubba was in the room across the hall. He's one of the Pips.
He'll never remember you.
Sure he will. Look, I'm going to the concert tonight. I'll drop backstage and ask him about doing the telethon.
This is exciting! Gladys Knight and the Pips on my telethon.
Yeah, I can get their autograph.
I'm going to go upstairs right now and listen to all their albums.
You got their albums?
Yeah! You look surprised.
Well, a little bit.
Hey, just because I'm governor doesn't mean that I can't get down.
We think might be fun. It's from our album Gladys Knight and the Pips Visions. This song is called simply Save the Overtime for Me.
Oh, don't stay too long.
Oh, pretty baby.
Pretty baby, I know you're working hard for me.
Hard for me.
Don't stay away too long.
Oh, pretty baby.
Pretty baby, save the overtime for me.
Benson, are you sure it's okay for us to be back here?
Sure. Who's going to throw us up?
Hey, get out of here!
Huh?
Get out of here!
Hi. I'm a personal close friend of Bubba, and we were in the hospital together.
I don't care if you were in Hello Dolly together. I can't be back here.
Hey, hey, keep your hands to yourself, you big palooka.
Excuse me. What is your name?
Leland. Want to make something out of it?
No. I just wanted to tell you that we didn't come down here really to see Bubba. We came down here to see you.
Huh?
Well, actually, Gretchen came down to see you.
Huh?
She was watching some of your moves during the show, and she said that you were quite a hunk.
Oh, yeah?
Excuse us a moment, Leland. Benson, may I speak with you? What are you doing?
I'm trying to buy some time.
With my body?
You're right, I may need to throw in some cash.
Forget it.
Krause, it's for the telethon. Just hang it.
So, Gretchen, how would you like to see me flex my pecs?
Do what?
Just humor him.
Oh, you're right, right. So, Leland, what exactly are pecs?
Here, I'll show you.
Oh!
Don't let me down. Give me now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
TV Land.
Hey, man, you stepped on my toe.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Hey, Bubba. Huh? Yeah. Long time no see.
Yeah, right. How are you?
Fine.
Who are you?
Don't you remember when we were in the hospital together? Vincent Dubois.
Bubba, is this another one of your wacko friends?
I think he broke my toe.
Hey, Bubba, this guy broke William's toe.
Oh, what a great audience. I'm telling you, they were something else. They even applauded when I dropped the microphone.
Well, that's because you were so wonderful, Miss Knight.
Thank you. Who is he?
Well, actually, I'm a friend of Bubba's.
Bubba's just another one of your wacko friends?
Wacko, yes. Friend, no.
Well, we only met briefly. I'm Budget Dubois, the state Benson director. My name is Benson Dubois. I'm the state budget director.
Benson?
Mm-hmm.
You got some great moves for a budget director.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm sorry about barging in on your act that way. I hope it didn't ruin anything.
My toe.
Let it die, home.
What the heck were you doing out there?
Well, I was trying to escape from Leland.
Oh, the guy with the pecs.
Yeah. Yeah, I just thought I'd come by and ask you all a little favor.
If you bucking to be the fourth pimp, forget it.
No, I'll never try anything like that again. Actually, the favor is not for me. It's for the Meyerson Children's Clinic.
Children's Clinic.
Yeah. You see, every year they do a telethon to raise money.
Money?
For, yeah. Because without money, we wouldn't have any sick children. Well, I mean, we would have sick children, but they wouldn't have a place to be sick in. Well, I mean, they'd be sick all over the state. Well, I'm not explaining this very well, but...
You want us to be on the show, huh?
Thank you. Right.
When is it?
Day after tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sorry. We booked in Mount Brewster day after tomorrow.
Oh, fiddlesticks. I don't suppose you'd lend me one pip.
Maybe another time. No. It was really nice meeting you, Benson.
Thank you very much. It was a wonderful show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Maybe next year.
Yeah.
Tough luck, Ledfoot.
Well,
keep in touch.
Okay.
Straight ahead, brother.
Yeah. Well, that's just great. Pips are on the road, and Ernie Depew is in the hospital, and Walker's rats are in his cats. Great day. Sorry, Governor. They just weren't available.
You know, I really believed you knew Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Me too. Why did you fib?
I didn't fib. I said I kind of know them, and I do kind of know them.
Well, I kind of know them.
How?
I have all their albums. But I don't go around bragging that I can get them on the show.
Well, Dad's mad. How am I going to explain this to the kids at school? I told him I could get Gladys Knight's autograph. Ha! Huh.
Benson, I have just written my introduction for Gladys Knight and the Pips. I'd like to run it by you.
That won't be necessary, Clayton.
Benson, may I finish? Just once, I wish you would let me finish. All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, the heart and soul of rock and roll, the hottest news in rhythm and blues. They're good, they're bad, and they are here. Gladys Knight and the Pips! Yay! What do you think?
Well, I like it all, except the part where you said they are here.
What's wrong with that?
They're not going to be here.
What?
Benson kind of exaggerated his friendship with them.
You mean he doesn't know them?
Right.
Benson. Who would have thought you'd sink this low?
Well, that's the last thing I'll volunteer for.
Hey, Benson! Guess who's here?
I don't care.
Benson, it's Gladys Knight and Bubba.
Pete, I don't want to be teased.
Benson, I'm serious. Look!
Gladys, Bubba, what are you guys doing here?
We had to cancel our concert in Mount Brewster. They just got 15 inches of snow. Do you still need someone to help out the kids?
What are you saying?
We can do the telethon.
You're kidding. He's kidding. You're not kidding. Go get the governor.
I gotta ask you one small favor in return.
You name it, Mama, you got to get it. You caught me with it.
I'd like for you to sing with me.
You got to be kidding. Me sing with you? Oh, I couldn't sing with you.
That's what I thought.
Oh, it'll be fun. And all the people around here who know you will get a kick out of it. It'll be great for the telethon. I'll take that as a yes. Now, we have an interview to do, so I gotta run, okay? I'll see you later.
Okay.
We'll call you later about rehearsal.
Five, four, three, two. Five, four, three, two. Pete said that you had a surprise for us. I certainly do. Gladys Knight and Bubba were just here, and they are going to do the telethon, and what's more, they want me to sing with them.
Oh, Benson.
TV Land.
So Now let's keep those phones ringing, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Well, sir, how am I doing?
Well, I don't know. You seem so at ease.
Yeah.
Considering.
Considering what?
Well, considering all those millions of people watching you on their TVs. Imagine all of those millions of strange faces staring up at you. Think of all those eyes. Ooh, kind of creepy, isn't it? Oh, I think you're right.
Hey, does Clayton look funny to you?
He always looks that way.
No, he looks sick or something. I think you should help him.
Oh, yeah, I'll take care of it. Hey, Clayton, how you doing, old buddy? This man's something else, isn't he? Huh? He's really come a long way. He was a very ugly baby.
How ugly was he?
He was so ugly, he had to sneak up on his teddy bear.
Benson, get ready to go on.
He had a very friendly sister. Everybody liked her. I mean, everybody. She was picked up so many times, she grew handles. Got a message here. Shut up and introduce the next act. Say goodnight, Clayton. Further, whatever, Gladys Knight and the Pips and Benson!
When you think that no one understands, and living hurts so much, you can't believe it.
Turn around and see my smiling face, waiting to lend a hand, just when you need it. And when you need a shoulder, I'm standing at your door. In a world that's getting much colder,
I'll be your friend and so much more.
After all,
what a friend's for.
When you feel you've got nowhere to turn, and all your dreams are lost in frustration, and when you need a shoulder, I'm standing at your door. In a world that's getting much colder, I'll be your friend and so much more. Friends for. And when you think you've had enough and you're crying from the strain,
take a sip from my friendship cup.
It'll help to ease the pain.